There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to day 3 of the tabernacle. Entering the gate. The gate signifies faith in Jesus Christ. The gate of faith provides entrance into the court of the Lord's house. Our text for today comes from Exodus 27, verses 9 through 18. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Then make the courtyard for the tabernacle, enclosed with curtains made of finely woven linen. On the south side, make the curtains 150 feet long. They will be held up by 20 posts set securely in 20 bronze bases. Hang the curtains with silver hooks and rings. Make the curtains the same on the north side, 150 feet of curtains held up by 20 posts set securely in bronze bases. Hang the curtains with silver hooks and rings. The curtains on the west end of the courtyard will be 75 feet long, supported by 10 posts set into 10 bases. The east end of the courtyard, the front, will also be 75 feet long. The courtyard entrance will be on the east end, flanked by 2 curtains. The curtain on the right side will be 22.5 feet long, supported by 3 posts set into 3 bases. The curtain on the left side will also be 22.5 feet long, supported by 3 posts set into 3 bases. For the entrance to the courtyard, make a curtain that is 30 feet long. Make it from finely woven linen and decorate it with beautiful embroidery in blue, purple, and scarlet thread. Support it with 4 posts, each securely set in its own base. All the posts around the courtyard must have silver rings and hooks and bronze bases. So the entire courtyard will be 150 feet long and 75 feet wide, with curtain walls 7.5 feet high, made from finely woven linen. The bases for the posts will be made of bronze. Today, we begin our walk through the tabernacle. As we do so, allow these words from Larry Fogle's book, Blueprint for the Kingdom, The Purpose of the Tabernacle in the Wilderness, to give you a spiritual view from an Israelite's perspective. Moving inward from any tribal location in the camp, you would arrive at the tabernacle complex, which was always located at the center of the camp. This was in harmony with God's order for their lives. As people traveling in a strange wilderness, experiencing bizarre situations, and having a daily dependence on God for their very existence, they needed a reliable and endless source in their midst. This they had with a central tabernacle. Anyone in the camp could look toward the center and see the manifestation of God's presence in what became a familiar sight to them. God was always at the center of their lives. Because God desired to dwell with his people, he gave them detailed instructions for constructing the portable sanctuary known as the tabernacle. The tabernacle was divided into 3 main sections: the outer courtyard, the holy place, and the most holy place. The outer courtyard provided a protective border for the sanctuary. It was an uncovered area, 75 feet wide and 100 feet long, surrounded by a 7.5-foot tall linen fence. The outer courtyard contained the bronze altar and the bronze laver. The tabernacle proper was made up of 2 areas, the holy place and the most holy place, also known as the Holy of Holies. These 2 areas were covered by 4 layers of cloth and animal skins and separated by a 4-inch thick veil. The dimensions of the entire tabernacle proper were 45 feet long by 15 feet wide by 15 feet high. The holy place took up 30 feet of this length, leaving 15 feet for the most holy place. Thus, the most holy place was a perfect cube with its 15-foot dimensions. The holy place housed the golden lampstand, the golden altar, and the table of showbread. The most holy place housed the Ark of the Covenant, which had a lid known as the mercy seat. There was only one gate for entrance into the tabernacle, the east gate. It was a 30-foot-wide curtain made of finely woven linen located in the center of the outer court on the east end. God instructed that in every place the tabernacle was set up during Israel's wilderness journey, the gate must be on the east end, opening to the west. Therefore, everyone who entered the tabernacle, from the ordinary worshiper to the high priest, had to enter through the same gate. Stephen Fusion shares these words about the only entrance into the tabernacle. Quite simply, the gate was the way into the court, and the court was the way into the tabernacle, which consisted of the holy place and the holy of holies. Symbolically, then, the gate held tremendous significance. Today, we have a spiritual understanding by which we can apply the meaning of the gate to the life of every believer. Belief in the Savior provides our entrance into eternal fellowship with the Father and the Son. Therefore, as the East Gate provided the only entrance into the tabernacle to encounter God's presence, the gift of faith opens up the entire court and temple to the believer. Questions to consider. How is the central location of the tabernacle within Israel's camp related to the essential place God desires in our hearts? Why is it important that there was only one gate into the tabernacle? How do the following scriptures relate to today's discussion of the East Gate? From John chapter 10, verses 7 and 9 in the ESV, "So Jesus again said to them, 'Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture.'" From John 14, verse 6, Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.